to my talk today entitled Waltzer March, Evidence for Infants'
Top-Down Meter Processing of an Ambiguous Rhythm. So fundamental for language development is the ability to process many rapid and complex patterns of stimuli in the environment. We also know that auditory events are more readily processed when they are expected in time. So in other words, regularities in sound aid in processing. The importance of rhythm for language and social development is also made apparent by the presence of rhythm deficits in developmental disorders, such as ADHD, dyslexia, or developmental coordination disorder. For ambiguous rhythmic stimuli, we know that adults derive the beat and meter neurologically. It is not simply just a bottom-up information transfer, but also includes top-down endogenous representation of the auditory structure. While previous studies show that infants are sensitive to different metrical structures, such as groupings of two for march, shown here, it is not known whether they can maintain a metrical interpretation of an ambiguous rhythm using top-down processes. So for the purposes of my research, by top-down processes, I mean any sort of internally driven effects in the brain that cannot be explained purely by the sensory experience. So we asked whether infants could be primed to hear an ambiguous rhythm with one metrical structure over another by means of top-down processes. If so, can we see it neurologically in the form of mismatch responses and steady state responses? So the mismatch response is an event-related potential that occurs in response to occasional deviant stimuli. In infants, it occurs around 150 to 250 milliseconds post-stimulus onset, and it is often positive in amplitude. It has also been shown to be modulated by top-down processes such that larger amplitudes are found for events that occur on perceptually strong as opposed to weak beats. Another neural measure we can look at is the frequency spectra of steady-state responses, or SSRs. For example, with an ambiguous six-beat auditory rhythm, adults were instructed to imagine it as either in groupings of two or duple meter, shown in red, or groupings of three, so triple meter, shown in green. They showed steady state responses with energy peaks at frequencies corresponding to their metrical interpretation, as shown in these figures here. So those who imagined the stimulus in duple meter are shown in red here, and those who showed the were instructed to imagine in triple meter are shown in green here. So we can see that when listening to just the beat, they show the beat frequency, and they show the duple frequency when they imagine it, and then they show the triple frequency along with its harmonic down here in the bottom. And previously in our lab, we've shown that seven-month-olds presented with the same six-beat rhythm showed energy peaks at all three frequencies of interest in the stimulus. So the beat, the duple, and the triple. So this demonstrates that they can reliably encode the stimulus regularities in a bottom-up manner. However, if these infants were maintaining duple or triple meter like the adults, we'd expect them to show a higher peak at the duple or triple meter. Unfortunately, we cannot instruct infants to imagine a rhythm in duple or triple meter. So in the current study, we are trying to induce the meter perception through metrical priming. So in the current study, we tested 24 infants divided into two groups. So one was primed to hear duple meter and the other was primed to hear triple meter. Parents filled out a questionnaire on the infant's exposure to language and music, as well as the parent's musical experience. Then we recorded 124 channel EEG while infants sat on their parents' lap and listened to the auditory stimulus. So we primed infants using loudness accents on beats 1, 3, and 5 for duple meter, or beats 1 and 4 for triple meter. Following four repetitions of the priming, infants heard the unaccented stimuli, so no indication of meter, that sometimes had a deviant that would occur on beat 4, which is a strong beat for the triple group, or beat 5, which is a strong beat for the duple group. So note that after the testing trials, they'd be primed again, but also only the testing trials that were unaccented and identical between groups were used for all analyses. So any differences that we'd find due to priming could not be explained to differences in the stimuli. Also, in order to try to capture the infant's attention, we used a visual cue with circles expanding and shrinking only on beat 1, And here you will hear an example of what the infant saw and heard in the duple group. So listen for four priming trials that have accents to indicate the meter, followed by unaccented trials so that accents are taken away. So now listen to what the triple group would hear and see. And again, you're going to hear four repetitions of the priming that now have the accents in a different place here, followed by unaccented test trials. All right, so we predicted that if six-month-olds can be primed to hear an ambiguous rhythm with one metrical structure over another by means of top-down processes, then mismatch responses should be present and larger for perceptually strong compared to weak beats. Further, steady state response peaks should be found at the rhythm at the rhythmic frequencies of the stimulus and enhanced for the prime meter frequency. So what did we find? So here we have the deviant minus standard difference waves for the frontal left electrode sites. We have time on the x-axis and amplitude on the y-axis with positive facing up. And you'll see that the beat 4, which is strong for the triple group, is in red. And the beat 5, which is strong for the duple group, is in blue. And so as you can see from these ERPs, along with the bar graph on the right, we found a positive mismatch response that was larger for the duple group for beat 5 and trended to be larger for the triple group on beat 4. So this is in line with our hypothesis that infants maintained the primed meter through top-down processes, leading to a greater sensitivity to deviance occurring on strong beat positions. In frontal right sites, mismatch responses of those in the duple group were significantly larger than those in the triple group, regardless of beat position. So given this, and the fact that we found priming effects on mismatch response primarily in the duple group, it could be the case that these infants are already somewhat enculturated to Western music in their environment, leading to a duple meter bias. So this may allow for a processing advantage in the duple group, while the triple group might be having to overcome this bias to perceive the triple meter. We were also interested in whether musical experience played a role on the EEG findings, and we found that infants with musical parents showed larger mismatch responses compared to those without musical parents in general. Now, this could reflect some epigenetic effect of musical background for temporal pattern processing, but we cannot conclude in this study whether the effect is due to something unique to music or other external factors that might be correlated. Looking at the steady state responses, we did not find evidence for top-down maintenance of the primed meter, but we did replicate previous findings that the infant brain is encoding the rhythmic frequencies of the stimulus, as demonstrated by these clear triple, duple, and meter peaks in all sites. Now, in the frontal left electrodes, amplitudes for the triple meter were actually higher than those in the duple meter, regardless of priming group. So this is interesting because the stimulus itself is a little bit biased towards duple meter. If we revisit our predictions that from earlier, we found partial support. So we found a positive mismatch response, which in left sites was generally larger for the strong beat compared to the weak beat position, particularly in the duple group. Now, this provides support for our hypothesis that infants can impose a metrical structure on auditory rhythms through top-down processes, a skill that is critical for language and musical development. Further, mismatch responses were larger for the duple group in frontal right sites, suggesting perhaps that Western enculturation to a duple bias is already present in these infants. Further, infants with musical parents showed a larger mismatch response in frontal left sites, suggesting that there might be an epigenetic effect of musical background on infants' neural tracking of rhythms. For steady state responses, we did find clear peaks at the expected frequencies, demonstrating that infants are readily encoding the rhythmic regularities in the stimulus, but it was equivalent between both groups. So perhaps sustained attention to the meter might be needed to show the difference in steady state response peaks, but of course sustained attention is hard to measure in infants. Unexpectedly, though, the triple meter peak was enhanced compared to the duple meter peak in both groups. Now, this result, as I said, was hard to interpret, but perhaps at the global level, the triple meter frequency is more novel or interesting to these Western infants. But further analysis with an adult sample and additional time frequency analyses might help elucidate some of these findings.
Thank you.